Yo, here we are, here with the fourth episode of the Harris Huddle, and then part two of my interview series. Here I am with my bro, my brother, Abu Bangor Jr., defensive end, Florida Agricultural Mechanical University, otherwise known as Florida A&M University. Abu, how you doing, my guy?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Just trying to stay safe, man.
Of course, man. It's tough times we're going through out here right now.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, this corona outbreak, so it's hard to do workouts and stuff. But, you know, I've been getting creative and trying to stay fit and get ready for the season.
Tell me about those workouts. Do you feel like it's actually helping you, or it's a good way to stay in shape? Or do you actually feel like maybe it's at the same point last year, or maybe even better, like of last year, like being at school actually training?
I mean, for the most part, I've been trying to make it the best as I can, but I've really just been doing these workouts that I've previously been doing from last year and incorporating new workouts I've been doing from learning from this year, and it's actually been giving me good results, actually. So it's been going really good.
Yeah, I feel that. What are some things you're trying to improve in your game coming into the season?
Some things I'm trying to improve on is just being a better pass rusher, dominating the game, getting sacks, especially getting a lot of turnovers, and just increasing my game and being a dominant defense and getting recognition on the higher level.
Yeah. How do you feel about the move into the SWAC conference? I know y'all just left the Florida A&M, just left the MEAC conference. And do you feel like it's going to be like better competition, or just like a good move overall in general?
I mean, it's a good move, and I know it was based on financial circumstances, based on travel, but I feel like it's going to be a good move, good competition. I know the SWAC got some big boys in there, and I know it's going to be good competition, so I know it's going to be a good look. And plus, you know, I was training with somebody who went to Jackson State, so I went against the offensive tackle and I gave him some work, the one-on-one. So I'm pretty confident. Yeah,
I feel that going against your competition.
Yeah.
Can you just describe like FAMU, maybe Tallahassee, how it is for people who may not know or just may not have visited or heard about FAMU?
Well, if you don't know about FAMU, it's in Tallahassee. When I first came to Tallahassee, I didn't know that was the capital. I always thought Miami was the capital. But just being here, Tallahassee is a college town, honestly. Like, you got FAMU, Heights of the Seven Hills, and then some train tracks. And once you cross those train tracks, it's Florida State right there. So it's really right next door, like literally 5 minutes. Like, I'm right across from Florida State, literally. But, yeah, it's a college town. You got two colleges and one community college. So it's a nice college town. And you get a good atmosphere, especially during game days. You know, get packed on Florida State side, get packed on FAMU side. So it's just a good overall turnout, game days and stuff like that.
So, like, what was your mental like? Because I know it's different coming in this season. You have something to prove. But, like, what was your mental like? At least describe it coming in the first 2 years on campus, or, like, first leaving high school, like, from us coming from Starbridge and you going to FAMU. Like, what was your, like, kind of mental like the first 2 years?
Yeah, well, my mental was when I first came in was, like, just hit hard. I gotta come in. I got something to prove. I'm trying to start. I'm trying to build a name for myself. Like, stuff I've been hearing in high school, you gotta set the start hard. Gotta basically get a name for yourself. So that's what I was trying to do, especially my freshman year. And that took me a long way, especially during camp. And I was about to start at the beginning of the season my freshman year, and then I had an injury. So that will really stop me my freshman year. But luckily for me, the NCAA did a little, you could still redshirt and play for a game. Yeah, so that helped me a lot. And so I got four games. So I got me some good got my feet wet a little bit, know what it feel like. But based off that first year, I was ready more for the second year to show what I've been doing and show that I like to improve each year and be the best I could be. So that second year, it was more like I was really mad on the field a lot. Really got something to show, because I always felt like I was looked down on. So my second year, even though I didn't get a lot of play time, I did see a lot of field time, and especially training time, especially during practice. So that really helped me. And now that I'm going into my third year, hey, I'm based on what I've been doing, can't wait.
Sky's the limit, my dog. Sky's the limit. At an HBCU, like, compared to, like, PWIs, like, me going to Mississippi State or something, or, like, the coaching staffs, do you feel like your coaching staff connects better to you at FAMU or better at FAMU than maybe other programs, other PWIs or other, like, HBCUs?
I mean, I feel like they try to give us as much information as they can. But I always feel like sometimes I do feel like a PWI would have a better step up on us based on, like, what they know. But I always feel like our coaching staff could get the information they need to coach it to us. And especially for me, my coach will let me know what I need to do or how to defeat something or go against an opponent. So that really, I could say my coaching staff is pretty good, but I could see where the issue is with other HBCUs and PWIs. So, but it is a big difference, though, in my opinion.
Now, this is a personal question. I've been wanting to ask somebody for the longest, man, because, Lord, me going to a PWI, who I hear this, like, it seems like every day. How do you feel about the HBCU versus PWI, or what's your knowledge on there, like, your personal feelings? Like, regular students.
As far as, like, just students?
Yeah, just, like, attending, just, like, because, man, people at Jackson State be calling me, like, basically coons for coming to Mississippi State. Like, dang. I'm a coon for attending school, bro.
That's crazy. I would never think that. But, honestly, it's not really, all right, so even at FAMU, and, you know, it's Florida State across the street, you could see it's a difference, but as far as just, like, a student, like, gathering, I can honestly say it do be separate. but I mean, at the same time, everybody just be trying to have a good time, so everybody be staying out the way for the most part.
Yeah, like, I feel like people should have that, like, agree disagreement, or, like, not it was, I wouldn't call it hostility, but it's just, like, kind of looking down on people for, like, going to PWIs or, like, an HBCU, because, like, you know, everybody's situation different, or, like, you have your likes and your preferences, you know?
Right.
And it's just, like, it's kind of, like, odd people look at me, not look at me, like, people look at each other and possibly me for attending schools, but anyone, if you listen out there, if you HBCU student, PWI, like, just love your school, man. Respect everybody's preferences in schools. But on to the next question. What's a player out there or a past present player you model your game after the most?
I really implement a lot of knowledge and game from different parts of players, but I could say from the most, I could say it's Aaron Donald. And Von Miller.
That's a good mix. Yeah. Both of them go crazy. Both all pros. Both probably gonna be Hall of Famers. Yep. Both use good use of the hands and pass rush moves. Because yep. I remember we both watched that video of him. Even though it was fake, freaking training with knives.
Yeah.
Calm down, buddy. But describe your fans. Like, describe the fans at FAMU, the Rattlers. Describe your fans. I hope I didn't say that wrong. But
as far as our fans, I mean, I ain't going to lie. Like, as far as HBCUs, I say our fans the best. Like, last season, we played Southern at the beginning of the season, and they came to us. And that game was so packed. It was like, it was actually the most people in attendance at a home game in regular season history. Like, it wasn't even a playoff game. And it was like, I want to say 23,000 to 24,000 people there.
So that's nice. That's the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's the atmosphere. And it gets pretty loud come game day, and it's normal regular games also, it is pretty packed, and both of the sides fill up, and it's a pretty big stadium, so it gets pretty loud, and I say our fans get in tune with the game, and actually we get a home field advantage with our fans, actually.
Do you guys have any, like, traditions or, like, special traditions for people that may not know, me included, or, like, maybe some recruits listening, if they are?
I mean, as far as traditions, on game day, we do a rattler walk. And we just see our fans, and our fans get to congratulate us on the field. And then once we get out that tunnel, I can't explain it. You know, we got the marching band, the Marching 100, so coming out that tunnel is I can't explain it, but it's always a wonderful sight.
Okay, yeah, that's a good feeling to come out that tunnel, man.
Yeah, most definitely.
What's the best team do you think that FAMU has played? Maybe probably we can go with last season, but in general, really.
As far as competing, I say North Carolina A&T was a good game, but as far as, like, hard, I say UCF.
Ooh. Do you guys, like, get up for them games, or is it just like a regular game versus, like, kind of, they aren't Power Five, but another, like, D1 PWI opponent, or, like, with a notable name like UCF?
Yeah. So, like with UCF. Oh, I get hyped for those games. Like, I'm ready. Like, I'll be one of those guys who just can't wait to get there and just feel the atmosphere and just be ready to compete, actually. But I just say that's like a regular game for me.
Yeah, I understand, because you kind of can't, like, put too much mind and feelings into it. Right. In the playoff. But I know you saw, I probably, me and you talked about it. How you feel about the HBCU combine? And do you think it's going to be like a regular thing and a good place for players to get noticed in the future?
Almost definitely. I think that HBCU combine was a great thing they added. I think it was actually the best thing they could have added, just to get some recognition in the HBCU world. Because I know a lot of talented athletes who go to HBCUs, and they may not get as much recognition as they should. So I feel like that's a good, that's a great thing. And that just shows who really been working, and you could actually see it on the field. So I feel like that's a great thing, HBCU combine.
Yeah, because you got a good bit of players like Tariq Cohen, like maybe some older players, Walter Payton, Shannon Sharp, a lot of players that like thought they wouldn't, who really weren't noticed. I think he said maybe Walter Payton. Yeah, well, except Walter Payton, maybe the other two like Shannon Sharp, Tariq Cohen, they kind of slept on him because they were too limited for you. But what would you say to a recruit, like maybe like not talking to yourself, but like maybe like a 2021 recruit, 2022, on like deciding between like a not for like specifics FAMU, but like any HBCU versus like school like my school, Mississippi State, PWI, maybe like a Georgia State or something like that, or somewhere else. What would you say would be the big factor, or like what would you like sell them on?
Making it really the best, what you can, like, I say make it the best experience you can. I wouldn't really pressure you into, coming anywhere, but anywhere that you feel like you wouldn't want to go to. But I always feel like, HBCU might have a great experience here as, just people of color or any other color, honestly, because I see all types of people at FAMU, all, especially all over the world. But that's actually not bad. Actually like it.
Coming on our last few couple questions, what was your most memorable moment on the field? Maybe in college, but you can go back to high school, maybe even rec ball if you want to, but what would you think is your most memorable moment on the field?
That's a great question. I'm gonna go back to high school because, you know, that's just probably where my best memories are until I make new ones. But I could say I sit here, Buford, first play of the game, pick six.
My day, that was tough. Man, the stadium, feel like the stadium just exploded.
I swear, I felt it from the field, the ground shaking.
Bro, I see people like, maybe kids in high school now, and they like get like have the rings on their finger. I'm like, dude, we could have won like three straight.
I swear, we could have won like three straight rings.
It kind of like makes you appreciate it more. You think about like maybe the what ifs, but it's kind of like we did have for people who don't know, we went to the playoffs four straight years, went undefeated almost every season. We might have lost one or two games in maybe each season, or one game for like from sophomore year to our senior year, we lost one game for the whole season, and that was in the playoffs. And then freshman year, we lost two, one in the regular season and one in the playoffs. So we won like 40, 50 games as in total, and state runner up, Elite Eight, Final Four. It's just, we can't close out. So it's kind of, sheesh, man.
It's crazy.
But on our final topic, kind of on this interview of Abu, what do you have anything to say to the fans? Yeah. Really, anybody in the HBCU, and what's your kind of like one of your accolades you're chasing this year?
I can say one of the accolades I'm chasing is, you know, that All-American status, most definitely. That worldwide recognition as the probably best defense in coming out. And then also, I'm also chasing the goal, kind of crazy, but I'm shooting for it. The single season sack record.
I can feel that. Yeah, I can understand that.
And the single game sack record.
Isn't it like Is it 20 in college or?
For our conference, well, actually, for FAMU, it's actually 22.
Oh, okay.
The record is 21 and a half right now.
Yeah, that's a good goal to chase because I didn't even know Michael Strahan. Like, I thought about it, like, Texas State, and he was, like, defensive player to National Black College Defensive Player of the Year, I think, what's the award called. But, yeah, I feel like that's a good goal for you to chase in state this year.
No, most definitely chasing that.
And that concludes our interview for my guy, Boo. I want to say thanks for coming out. Thanks for joining me.
Appreciate you for having me.
What your upcoming goals and how it's been like for next season and the previous seasons. And this is our conclusion, episode 5, and then part 2 of our interview series. Look out for me, look out for Abu next season.
Most definitely.